My first question is, tell me about your earliest experience with fundraising.
My earliest experience probably would have been back in high school. I was part of student council, and you know, we put on dances and whatnot, and I was part of the team that brought Relay for Life to Iron Prior for the first time. So that was my first experience being part of a team to run a large fundraiser, and it really opened my how much work goes into something like that. I've been to plenty of fundraisers or dances. Go there, you have your fun, and then you head home. But the amount of planning that goes into one of those things is pretty astronomical.
And it served you in good stead, for sure. I'm going to ask this out of sequence because you've already told me the story, so I'll jump to that. Your mom did a homemade ugly sweater for you at one point. Tell me how that came to be.
You know, Mom, she loved everything about Christmas. She'd take a lot of time off before the holiday just to make sure everything was just so. But when I was growing up, I was heading to an ugly Christmas sweater party, and I didn't have one yet. It wasn't the big thing they are now. So, yes, she went to a store, and she found a plaid dress shirt, and I think it was a package of iron-on stuff to make a Christmas apron. So she took all those iron-on goodies, little gingerbread men and Santa heads, and ironed them all over that shirt and did it up for me. That's something that stuck in my mind.
So when you wanted to establish an event in your mother's memory, that of course came to mind right away.
She was quite the lady. She was a hoot. She was fun. She was a bit of a goofball. She loved dressing up for any occasion. We were brainstorming an idea for a fundraiser to help out the Iron Prior Regional Health Foundation. We definitely wanted it to be an event, you know, people wouldn't take themselves too seriously and dress up goofy. I mentioned her love of Christmas, and she was also an avid walker, and you always see her ripping around town going for long walks. So all those things fell into place, and then our family just decided that an ugly Christmas sweater walk would be a great event that would tie together some of Mom's greatest loves.
The ugly Christmas sweater walk has had remarkable success in the 5 years it's been going.
We're still speechless, but in 5 years, and that includes the pandemic years, we've raised over $120,000 for the Iron Prior Regional Health Foundation, and that goes towards life-saving equipment. That was also something that we really wanted to make sure as a family that the money was going somewhere local, because you know, our family's been an Iron Prior for a few generations now. That was really important to us and Mom's memory that it was going to help the town that she grew up in.
What are some of the obstacles you've faced?
The biggest obstacle probably would have been the pandemic. It was a bit tricky. We'd only done it for a couple years. It would have been our third year, I guess. We had to dance on our feet and figure out a way to keep the event rolling. We ended up doing a virtual event where people could dress up in their ugly sweaters on their own and go out for a walk while still raising money. We weren't able to gather together, but still just blew us away. And that year we raised over $15,000, which was far and away more than we thought that we would be raising, especially for a virtual event. It was a bit of an obstacle, but the town blew us away and we were able to push through it.
And your proudest moment in this whole process?
The proudest moment would probably be just the very first walk back in 2018. You put all this time and effort, my family and I and the Iron Prior Regional Health Foundation had countless hours that we worked away on this thing, and you never really know who's going to show up. You might only get a dozen people. The proudest moment would have been, you know, morning of that very first walk. It was like a little snow globe. It was very picturesque. A little bit of snow flurries falling and seeing everyone all decked out in their ugly sweaters. We had probably over 300 participants that first year, and just the crowd down at Robert Simpson Park and everyone smiling with their hot chocolates and just address the crowd and kick off the walk. Definitely be a proud moment.
Well, as you say, $120,000 over the five-year history and still many walks to come. So I wish you continued good luck with the event, and thank you for joining us for our feature.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much, Rick.